QWERTY, why did it end up with those letters in that order? How did the keyboard end up the way it was?
I'll tell you why it's not. And that is, this is the most common myth of QWERTY, is that they scrambled the letters to slow down typing. And if you think about it for a couple of minutes, how long would it take you to master a new arrangement? We've all done it, right? It's not going to slow you down for very long. There are a couple principles that you can observe in your QWERTY keyboard that you might not have noticed. We think of the letters as scrambled, but they're not as scrambled as you think. If you look at the middle row, take out S, everything's in alphabetical order left to right.
Right? Oh.
I know.
It's cool.
You never noticed, right?
Cool.
All the vowels went to the top row, except for A, which starts the second row. And on the bottom row, except for C and B, everything is in alphabetical order from right to left. And the reason for that is that the original prototypes of all these typewriters that the Scholes group made had piano keyboards. And the letters of the alphabet went on the black keys, A through M on the black keys, and on the white keys, they went back the other way, N through Z. So if you look on your QWERTY keyboard to this day, A is on the left, is right above Z, exactly as it would have been on these old piano keyboards that were the prototypes up to about 1871.